What does that mean for you and this football team?
Well, for me personally, he's one of my favorite humans of all time. So to have him in the building is awesome. Someone that you can talk to about not just football things, but life things. He's an honest guy. He's a smart guy. And, you know, just having that type of person and that knowledge in our locker room has to pay benefits to us. So obviously he's very familiar with what we do on defense. And, yeah, just a great guy to have. He had texted me the other day, so I got to walk in yesterday on Tuesday and go give him a big old hug. So it was good to see him.
Sean had told us that he's so intentional about who he would bring in at this time of the year, just given, you know, the team's already kind of formed. You don't want to mess up that identity too much. What is it about Micah and his leadership, you know, even on both sides of the ball, that's going to allow him to help us whatever his role is?
Yeah, I mean, I think he understands, you know, why he was brought here. You know, whether that's playing a little bit, a lot of it, or just being a resource for guys and a source of knowledge. And I think that's really cool. You know, and again, just the genuineness that he has, you know, you don't find that too often with anybody anymore. And he's a special cat.
Josh, how do you turn the attention aside from the Snow Angels and the AFC Championship, East Championship ads, and all that stuff to refocus on the next goal?
Yeah, I mean, I think again it's the same thing that we've done each and every week, and that's our commitment to preparing the best that we can prepare, and putting our best foot forward every time we step on that football field. And it's no different this week than it was last week. We're just, again, we're having fun doing what we do, but at the same time we're very intentional about what we're doing. And it's the same 1-0 each and every week mindset that we've had throughout the season, and that's what we're going to continue to have. We understand we're going all the way across the country to a team that's very hungry. They've been playing really good football as of late. Their defensive line is one of the better units you'll see. They got a lot of dogs up front. I know they're young up there, but some really, really good players, some studs over there on their defensive side of the ball. So, and then you got one of the best quarterbacks to, in my opinion, play the game of football in Matt. So we got to be ready to go and ready for whatever they can throw at us.
Kind of not dull, just to repeat 1 week at a time.
No, not really. You know, Coach McDermott talks about the process a lot, and we genuinely love the process here. We love going through. You know, we're not going through the motions. We're getting in. And I got to talk with Joe yesterday, Monday and Tuesday. Obviously, we were off on Monday, off on Tuesday, but the amount of guys that come in on Monday and Tuesday is by far and away the most I've seen since I've been here. Guys that just love being around the building, love being around each other. And I think that's part of the reason why we've been having the success that we've had, is guys are bought in.
How much pride do you take in being the person that kind of helps set the tone, making sure everybody kind of wants to be around and enjoys being around?
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in that. I think that's, again, I just try to convey the happiness and love of the game that I have to my teammates, and get to show them how much fun it is to be here in Buffalo. And again, at times Buffalo gets a bad rep for the snow and the cold. But again, like, we've got a lot of things here in this building and facility that aren't tangible other places. And that's, again, the proximity to being close to the facility, the type of men that we bring in this locker room, and the camaraderie that we have.
Josh, your rushing touchdown on Sunday, that set history.
I mean, I probably not. I gave it away for a reason, so I think that was meant to be. But yeah, I've got enough game balls and game memorabilia. That stuff, I just honestly, I put it away. I don't really ever see it, and it's not super meaningful to me. So they can. I hope whoever has it enjoys it and they can keep it.
Doctor, with respect to the fact that this is a team game, do you feel like this season represents your best football?
I think so. Again, just the commitment that I've made to understanding what we're doing on offense, making sure that I'm making the right decisions. Obviously, coming into the season, I really wanted to limit the turnovers, and we've done a good job with that, but still got to continue to work on that and find ways to make the best decisions possible. But again, I'm just trying to be each and every play the best quarterback that I can be, and just the mindset that maybe I've adopted this year, and that's thanks to Joe Brady and the staff that we've got. And again, I think it helps having the guys that we have in this locker room, where you have a lot of trust in what you're doing, and you don't have to try to do too much.
Josh, with Mitch no longer here, Connor McGovern referred to David Edwards as the new kind of dad figure in that offensive line group. Have you seen that from him? And, you know, just how has he been able to transition into the starting lineup seemingly so seamlessly?
Yeah, I mean, Dave, I would probably agree with Connor. You know, he's just got this very calm nature to him, where nothing's ever too big or too small. Nothing's ever too great or too bad. He's very, very calm and collected. Again, another guy that you can talk about, not just football, but life things. And again, I think just his experience of being around the league, his mentality, stepping into the role that he's done a phenomenal job this year. But even going back to last year, I think he was one of those guys in the locker room that, again, you just trusted, and you could feel how much he cares about what he does. And, you know, he was our jumbo tight end, which is Alec this year, and wasn't asked to be a huge part of our offense, but we've asked him this year, and he stepped up, and he's been playing great football.
Josh, you talk about the playing with joy and the team, enjoying that. And I know there's the 24-hour rules, and you win, and you put it aside. But is this team, they all seem to be able to enjoy themselves and then put it aside in a natural way. Like, do you trust that this team has that vibe where you can have fun, enjoy the game, enjoy the wins, and get right back to work? Have you all earned that right to be able to do that and do it in the right way to go forward?
Well, I think you have to earn it every week. I think the preparation that you put into it, you know, and it's not always, I need to sit here for 5 hours and watch every single play a film that they have. It's let me understand my assignment, let me understand what the defense is trying to do, and then come out here and execute and work on the fundamentals. And I think Coach McDermott does such a good job in terms of preaching how important fundamentals are, especially late in the season. And our guys are constantly on the jugs, are constantly on the field before and after practice. When nobody's in the building, they're taking care of their business, and I think that's what helps us maybe be a little looser and have a little bit more fun and joy, because our guys know that they've prepared the right way.
Your number of rushing attempts is down a little bit from the last 2 years, but the big plays rushing are still just as many. How do you think the way you use your legs has evolved now that you're in your eighth year?
Again, I just trust in my feet. I want to throw the ball. I want to let our guys who we pay to catch it and score touchdowns go catch and score touchdowns, right? And I want to let the guys that we pay to run the ball go run the ball. And I think we've done a great job of utilizing our running backs in the run game and in the pass game, where we really haven't had to dive too much into the quarterback run game. But obviously when opportunities present themselves in the passing game and there's rushing lanes available, sometimes it's necessary to take them to have a successful play, and that's, again, all I'm trying to do is execute every play to the best of my ability, and sometimes it calls for that.
How long did it take you to accept that, to get it, you know, to not figure it out, but just to acknowledge that part of the game, that letting the guy, I mean, it's always probably been your goal, but just to take that step back and say, I trust those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still evolving, but again, I think if you just bring it back to the type of work ethic that our guys have continued to show throughout the year, you can't help but trust them. And I got a lot of trust in the guys in our locker room, offense, defense, special team included. So, yeah. Yeah, he's implemented Friday dad jokes in the meetings as well. They're very classy, very, very on brand for Coach McDermott. You'll have to ask him about it sometimes. But, yeah, again, he's always preached be you with us here and let your personality show. And I think this year he's taken a more, I guess, physical way of showing it, him allowing to be a little looser. And, again, I think that comes with trusting your team and seeing how hard these guys have continued to work throughout the season, and you know, he's at a good spot. But again, every day we're still trying to get better.
What's your favorite? What's your biggest groaner?
I mean, they're dad joke. I'm a big dad joke fan. So for me, I get it. I understand it. But I think, yeah, it could wear off a little bit, but they're good. No, is that good though? I don't know.
7 miles per hour in less than 2 seconds. I think that's crazy.
We got the ball in the end zone. That's good for me.
Have you figured out how you scored twice on one play?
No, but don't ask questions.
Speaking of crazy, Alec Anderson. Sean was asked about Alec today to describe him. He just shook his head. So, can you describe Alec Anderson?
I don't think Alec could describe Alec. He's one of a kind. He's awesome. When he's on the field, you know it too. You can hear him. He's finding an edge on every single play, and he's been great to have in our locker room, in that O-line room. And you know that when he's on the field, he's going to have your back.
He feels like he was kind of feisty before he had that role this year. Like, how have you just seen him always be prepared for that?
Yeah, type of man that he is. He's a hard worker. He loves his teammates. When he's on the field, he wants to show that.